Let not that man think that he will get anything from God. And by wavering, I mean like, you're not sure you want to love the way God loves. You want to hang on to your old ways. Anyways, I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in truth. Truth is so important. Well, what do you mean? I mean, can't we all just, I mean, look at, yeah, sure, you disagree with these people and they disagree with you. I mean, don't we all follow Jesus? The truth is important. Now, only certain kinds of truth is important, and just not all truth. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2 is not important truth. Neither, I mean, though to scientists it may be, you know. And neither is, did you know that in the Bible it says, you know, I want to find something, you know, let me see. Oh, I know. Here's truth that's not really that important. As far as that, I'm not interested, you know, it's like, and Shimei begat Himei, and Kalorei begat Jozabad, endless genealogies. Or, on the new moon of this month, there is a feast, not important. The angels that sinned, now what they did, not important. You know, if you don't understand what I mean by the angels, go back and study 2 Peter or Jude. There is important things about that. But what's important is what is going to bring salvation. And it's not just, well, isn't just everything that's true going to bring salvation? Everything in the Bible, we just understand all the hidden mysteries. It's like, I want you to understand the promises on which we place our faith and our hope. That God would deliver to us the things promised in those promises. God has made promises to us, and I want Him to deliver those things to me. It's not just eternal life. It's not just a kingdom. It is also His righteousness. We are to seek His righteousness. It is also that our love may be made perfect. And it is many other things. There's this whole panoply of promises, and I want to receive all of them. I don't want to be, you know, a promise being left that I should seem to come short of it. I want to obtain all the things promised by God. And how do I obtain it? Because by Him showing me the grace, giving me the faith, and teaching me His ways, that I might have faith in them, and that I might receive those promised things. That is how it works. All the way up to resurrection. You're going to walk in the truth. That's why truth is so important. Because it's those promises. You know, if I say, Jesus promised that if you give money to me, you're going to prosper. What kind of promise is that? What kind of promise is that? That's not a promise of salvation. That's a promise of covetousness. You're covetous. Give up some money and God will give you more. What a deceit. TBN and all that nonsense. Give to get. Teaching covetousness, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Their judgment is coming. Verse 5. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. I'm sorry. Let me start that verse again so I don't break there. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles, We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. He's saying, what you do to the brethren and to strangers, you do faithfully. Whatever you do to the brethren and the strangers, you do faithfully. As a faithful deed. Beloved, as a faithful deed, whatever you do to the brethren and the strangers, you work it as a faithful deed. I mean, you do it as it is in the faith. You know, whatever you do to the brethren or to strangers, you do it as it is in the faith. Meaning not like, some people are a lot different on Sunday than they are the rest of the week, you know. They go to church on Sunday, they sit there, they're holy. And then come Monday, they go to work. Let's say they work as a cashier at some place and they're not nice to people. Or let's say they're just normal to people. I met some people, I think, I'm like, if they're not in the faith, then I'm impressed anyways. Because I feel like, well, he's just a Walmart greeter, but he does it like it's in the faith. I mean, like, that's his whole, like, that's his calling, you know? Whatever he's doing on behalf of people walking into his job, he's doing it like, this is my religion. You know, like it's part of what Jesus wants me to do is whatever I do to this stranger. That is a mindset we need to have. When he's testifying of this person, we look at them and we see, okay, the apostle is praising something. It's praiseworthy. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Whatever is praiseworthy, I want to emulate it. Whatever is virtuous, I want to emulate it. I want to copy it. I want to recreate it in me. But the power of God and through His Spirit, which works in me mightily to do these works. So from brethren and strangers have borne witness of your charity, which is the word charity here is love. In the sense of benevolence, it is the greatest kind of love. The love that seeks the good of another, not just like, well, I like them. I don't want to, because here's the thing, is you can be fond of someone and be very affectionate for them. But you may not love them in the sense of,